All this week, we've checked in on some of the tightest Senate races across the country, and finally today, we head to West Virginia. This is a race to fill the seat that was held since the 1950s by the late Democratic Senator Robert Byrd, and Democrats thought they could easily hold on to this seat. Their candidate, Governor Joe Manchin, has been up in the polls, but the numbers are starting to narrow, with some surveys showing Manchin trailing the Republican. The GOP candidate is John Racey. He's a wealthy businessman, and to learn more about this race, we've called West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Emily Corio, and she's on the line with us from Morgantown, West Virginia. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Tell us more about your governor. This is a heavily Democratic state. I know it's voted Republican in the last few presidential elections, but a lot of Democratic voters there. And this is a governor who's incredibly popular.
He's very popular. He won nearly 70% of the vote in the 2008 gubernatorial campaign. He was a likely pick for the Democratic Party for this special Senate race this fall.
Emily, why is this Democrat struggling?
Well, I think that's a surprise, actually, to a lot of people in this state that poll numbers are showing such a tight race. Manchin has been a popular governor. I think it is becoming a tight race because the Tea Party movement is having an influence. Racey is succeeding in putting Manchin together in the same group as President Obama and Democratic leaders in the Congress, and people are worried about the health care legislation that was passed. They're still worried about jobs, and I think that they're unsure as to whether the Democratic Party can make their lives more secure, more economically secure.
And it's interesting. You almost hear the strategy of the Republican John Racey when you listen to the ad from his campaign. I mean, he doesn't bring up the name of the popular governor. His opponent, at least in this ad, I mean, he talks about the president and talks about Washington. Let's give a listen.
John Racey's a successful businessman who's been creating jobs in West Virginia all his life. He'll fight Obama's attack on Arizona, and he'll make sure the focus is on putting Americans back to work.
I'm John Racey, and I approve of this message because I won't be a senator that's a rubber stamp to Barack Obama.
So is that basically the Republican John Racey's argument, Emily, that he won't be a rubber stamp to Mr. Obama, or is there more of his argument?
I think that pretty well sums it up because he advocates for less government. He would like to dismantle some federal agencies, so he certainly would not be in support of expanding government's role in people's lives.
Well, and we do want to listen to an ad from Governor Manchin, and what's interesting here is he brings up the name of the legendary Senator Byrd, and we should say that the Republican in this race, John Racey, lost to Senator Byrd pretty handily in the past, and you get the sense that Governor Manchin is reminding people about that. Let's give a listen.
John Racey is attacking me like he attacked Senator Byrd. Washington is filled with people like John Racey who tear others down. No wonder we're in this mess. I've spent 6 years as your governor tackling our toughest challenges. We succeeded because we worked together.
So how is that playing with voters who you speak to, Emily? I mean, are people buying the argument that Manchin has this long history and, this Republican is just attacking him?
Well, I think Manchin does have a longer history working in politics in the state. That's just a fact. I think that that's what he's trying to use as his defense tactic in this campaign. He's saying, you know, I have a track record. I've worked for you. I've worked with you. That's been his message throughout all of his campaigns, that let's do this together. Let's work together to improve West Virginia. And I think he's hoping that voters will remember that.
We watched something interesting in Massachusetts, that the seat of Senator Ted Kennedy went Republican, which was a tough thing to deal with for the Democratic Party. If Robert Byrd's seat did go Republican this fall, what would be the reaction among Democrats in West Virginia?
I think there would just be a shock because that seat has been held for so long by a Democratic senator, and Manchin could have appointed himself and decided to have this special election. And I'm sure that if he were to lose the race, that the Democratic Party would just be in shock in this state.
Emily, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
It's Emily Corio from West Virginia Public Broadcasting talking to us about the closer-than-expected Senate race in the state of West Virginia.